There's a story we're going to hear in church a little bit later about two men who were very much unlike one another, and one probably didn't like the other very well. Sometimes we find that people don't get along, and I think that breaks God's heart. So this is a story. I'm going to say it in my own words, but I want you to see this beautiful artwork. It's too long for me to read it word for word. I got it from the library, and you could always do it too. This is called Old Turtle and the Broken Truth. You know the Old Turtle books at all? There's another one. Okay. So this is our first picture about the beauty of creation and how the animals and the people loved to listen to the breeze and enjoy the beautiful flowers and the animals. And they were doing pretty well. And then one day, there was this bright light in the sky, and truth fell to the earth. Old Turtle saw it. But when it fell, it was broken into two pieces. That's the one that fell to earth. The other one sort of sailed away further. Now, some of the animals found that piece, and it was very pretty to them. They liked it. In fact, the first one that saw it was a crow, and it picked it up and took it home and looked at it for a while, and then it said, you know, this truth is broken. I don't think I want to live with it. So he just dropped it. Then other animals picked it up, including a bear and a butterfly looked at it, and they liked it. It was shiny. It made them feel good. But after a while, they realized this truth is not complete. It is broken. So they just left it alone, and it stayed that way for a long time, just on the ground. And then a person found it, a human being. And oh, it made him feel so good. He just felt loved and happy and warm inside, and he took it home. And then he decided he would share it with his people. So they all loved it. They made over it. They felt good. And that lasted for a while. And then they began to kind of lose touch with the breezes and the flowers and the mountains and the hills. And they found that others wanted it. So then other people came to them and said, give us that truth. And there were battles about it. Because everybody wanted it. When one set of people would win it, and they'd lose it, and then it'd go back and forth like that, and nobody was happy. So then there was the animals went to the old turtle, and they said, these people are making war all the time. What can we do about it? And the old turtle said, well, they're just not ready yet. It's going to be a while before they're ready. But one day, a little girl started her journey to visit the old turtle. Something inside her said, you need to visit the old turtle. She was very unhappy about all the fighting among the people. And it was a long journey. Long journey. The animals helped her finally get there. Can you see that she finally gets to the old turtle in the dark? And she said to the old turtle, what can we do to change this? What can we do to make people get along better? And the old turtle said, well, the truth has always been all around them. They only have a portion of it. But if they paid attention to the breezes and the mountains and the flowers and the trees and the animals, they would know more truth. And she said, well, I don't know if that will be enough. And he said, well, I think you're the one that I can trust to make this happen. And he gave her something. He said, now you need to go back to your people. So she tucked that gift away, and she went back, and the animals helped her get back to her home. She pages back. There she's got it. You see that little glowing in her hands? Yeah. You think you might know what it is? you are so right. The animals got, helped her get back home. She went back home and she started telling people, here's what the old turtle says, you need to pay attention to everything around you, to the creation, to the animals, to each other, but they didn't think that was enough. So the crow just went up to that first piece of truth and he just started calling. Can you call like a crow? And the little girl said, oh, okay. And she climbed up and took that other piece of the truth and put them together. Now, the ones that the people had said, you are loved. That's why they felt good, right? You are loved. But the other piece said, and so are they. All the other people were also loved, the ones that had been invited. So the people came to understand that everybody was loved, that everybody could hold that truth. So I think that's a really helpful story to us, because we believe that God loves everybody, and that we hope we can help others get along, and that our behavior might, they might say, why are you so nice? I believe God loves me and you. Let's say a prayer. Loving God, we do give you thanks for your love for all your creation, including each one of us here. And we ask that you would help us to live in a way that others will understand that. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.